Today we have a fascinating interview for you. We chat to a gentleman from India, Mehboob Sadal Khan, who is the chairman of the Hands for Health Foundation. Mehboob Sadal Khan is currently in Nigeria to receive an award, and this is the Humanitarian African Icon Award. We welcome to the airways of Radio Islam and to the viewers of Radio Islam, Mehboob Sadal Khan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam, my dear brother.
Shukran for joining us. Perhaps you could begin by sharing with us, what are your initial thoughts about Nigeria? We understand that you are in Nigeria at the moment.
Absolutely, sir. I am in Nigeria, capital of Nigeria, Abuja, right now.
And how has your travel to Nigeria been? What are your initial thoughts and impressions of the city?
Yeah, sir. Abuja is a well-planned city. It's a very beautiful city. And I'm here, I'm visiting for the last 10, 12 years. So Abuja is just like New Delhi for me.
Alhamdulillah. What has brought you to Nigeria and Abuja repeatedly over the last 10 or 12 years, as you've indicated?
Yeah, sir. I got some friends in Nigerian High Commission in India. Then with them, I came here. I established my pharmaceutical business here. And gradually, we established medical tourism and some other businesses over there.
Yes. Now, we understand that you are also there at the moment to collect the award, which is the Humanitarian African Icon Award. Tell us about this award, and why have you been nominated? On whose behalf are you collecting this award?
Sir, actually, as you mentioned earlier, that my NGO Hands, the NGO is working for last many years. The people who are visiting India, one, we are assisting them in India regarding their treatment, businesses, education, whatever they are going there. We have a call center in India. If any African is having any problem, they are calling us and we are trying to resolve their issues. And in many unfortunate conditions, like if someone is visiting for treatment, some people, they died there. So arranging them, graveyard, they're all these customs and all sending their body. They are the part of our NGO's social work. We are doing it for last many years. And then again in Nigeria, we are sometime bringing doctors from India. We are doing free medical OPDs here. We are doing medical outreach in different part of Nigeria where it is very difficult for the patient to visit another country because of their financial conditions. So over this organization, we decided if the patients are not able to visit other countries, let's bring the expertise to Nigeria only. And I have done almost 33 medical camps in all part of Nigeria and consulted more than 5,000 patients till now here.
We understand that you are from Mewat in India, and we visited the madrasa that is also in your locality. There was recently a conference that was held at that madrasa. Tell us about your own background and your own journey in education towards becoming a doctor.
Sir, rightly said, I belong to one area, Mewat, that is very close to Delhi, around 100 kilometers, even less than that. And our area is considered less educated as compared to other part of the country. But we are willing that now onwards, we are this award actually, which I am going to get on 25th of this month, is dedicated to my whole Mewat people, either they are living in India or other countries. It is dedicated for getting the good education for ourselves, our children, for establishing good businesses. All this, I plan that my life ahead would be dedicated to for the development of Mewat people.
Yes, that is really remarkable. You know, perhaps you could just share with us a bit more about the people of Mewat, their nature, their disposition, their livelihood. Our listeners are very interested in the culture of the different areas and different people in India.
Yeah, sir. Mewat area is something where hospitality, receiving the guests, that is the wonderful. And I will say confidently that my area Mewat is the best for the hospitality of the people. And the people in our history of Mewat, Mew people, that is, they were very brave. They fought many wars against Britishers, against Mughals. So we are proud to have a history from Mewat.
Alhamdulillah. Tell us about the event that is coming up on the 25th of September, where you will be granted the award itself. You know, who is hosting this event and what is expected to occur on the day of the event?
Definitely, sir, the 45 people have been across the world has been selected for in different fields on this event. So I am the one from India has been selected. They screened my all the work. We submitted our papers, our all activities that we have done in for Africans. So they screened the documents, they verified them, and finally they selected that yes, we are eligible to get this award from India.
All the best for the award, Dr. Mahbub. It's been a pleasure chatting to you. Jazakumullah khair for speaking to us. We also make dua that all the effort and all of the services that are being rendered in Nigeria and different parts of the world, may the Almighty accept that and take you and your organization, Hands for Help Foundation, from strength to strength. Inshallah, we look forward to meeting you in South Africa someday, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.
Thank you, my brother. Thank for all your team. And inshallah, we will be in touch. Thank you. Have a nice day, sir.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
That was Dr. Mahbub Sadal Khan, who is from Mewat in India, currently Nigeria, to receive the Humanitarian African Icon Awards on behalf of the Hands for Help Foundation. He's been chatting to us live from Nigeria.